This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We have four lines wide open on this lovely Saturday morning. So if you've ever had trouble getting in, today seems to be a good day. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. So feel free to get online and we'll do our best to help you out. And as we're waiting for your calls, we do have some more technology news you want to bring up. And one of the ones I want to bring up is the folks over at Kroger. Kroger is a big national supermarket. We don't have any around here, I don't think, but they're down south. They actually had a fake press release claiming that Kroger accepts crypto. And it was so good, the fake was so good, that it even reached Kroger's own website where they actually put it on their own site that they were accepting crypto, even though they weren't. So you know they're anxious to do this. And they got tricked. So there's a lots of cryptocurrency schemes going on out there. I actually was going to bring another story in where I saw folks were duped out of a lot of money on another new coin that came out that just it was based on Squid Game.
Oh,
some sort of squid coin.
Squid coin.
Yeah, and everyone jumped in. Oh, I want in on this. Let's go. It's the next best thing. Another cryptocurrency, more fake money. And of course, the guys never intended to have a real coin. They just took your money and then left. took your real money and left. So Kroger got tricked enough by this pump and dump thing going on here with cryptocurrencies that it actually ended up on their own site. So somebody in the marketing department didn't talk to the folks in whatever department, I guess the finance department, to say, is this real? They just took the information and posted it.
Now, when you say pump and dump, what are the bad guys doing here? They're hoping to spike the value of a Bitcoin.
Right.
Okay.
It happens even with the cryptocurrency Bitcoin and Dogecoin, whatever you call it. When Elon makes a comment about fake money and people get into it, it goes up real quick, right? So the manipulation of the market can be done so quickly and easy. And again, it's fake money. I am with what's his name here in Connecticut, the biggest hedge fund guy here in Connecticut, who says he doesn't believe there's any value in crypto. And there's also Jamie Dimon said the same thing.
Right.
There's no value here, guys. So, which I completely agree with. And it's a very inefficient way to do a transaction, 150,000 times more environmentally costly per transaction than if you just use a simple credit card swipe, 150,000 times. So if you care about the planet, get out of crypto.
Right.
And it's causing all sorts of issues with ransomware.
And it's choking up the supply chain, especially on graphics processors.
Yeah, everyone's trying to process the blockchain to get their piece of the Bitcoin
or mine new Bitcoin,
right? Which they get paid by having that blockchain thing running on their system. So I don't know, guys. There's a lot of fake stuff going on out there, and don't be victim to it, like Kroger. So we'll put a link up the link out here so you can see what's going on. Now, we have a caller on line one, but because our call screen is not working, I don't know who it is. So Justin, can I take it? Okay, let's go to Jim from Glastonbury. What's going on, Jim?
Hi, just wanted to thank you guys. Last week you fixed my problem. My wife's new cell phone wouldn't pick up the internet off the router.
Oh, okay.
It was a password, huh?
Yeah.
You do remember.
Yes.
Well, because it's always that it could be that simple, but I'm glad I'm glad it worked. Just a password issue is all that it was.
It's a matter of caps and lowercase and, had to actually had to look at the printing, type it in correctly.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Welcome to our world.
There was just two problems. Everything went smoothly, but the first was a couple of people in my neighborhood recognized my voice on the phone, and now I have to wear I have to wear a floppy hat and sunglasses when I walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah. They're gonna ask you what your password is, too.
And the worst part was I had to get my old bones down on the floor to read the numbers on the back of the router.
Okay.
So you're using the default.
That was the worst part, but luckily I have AAA and they sent a wrecker and got me up off the floor. So it worked out all right.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad it worked, Jim.
Somebody was going to send me out, this woman I live with was going to send me out to get a new router, but I figured you guys were cheaper.
Yes, much cheaper. Yeah. And now you can take her out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Good move.
All right, Jim.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for updating us.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Yep. Sometimes the simplest thing, Jim had called in. His wife couldn't get on the Wi-Fi, and instead of diving in, a lot of techs just dive in to figure out technically why it's broken, and it's like, no, let's just start with a simple thing. It's probably something simple like your password.
Right.
And so, Jim just, that was nice of Jim to let us know that it was that, because I actually was curious to see if we were right on that, and it turns out we were. So as we wait for your calls, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, I've got another cryptocurrency story for you.
Oh.
A 22-year-old Brit accused of Twitter SIM swap heists is charged with stealing $784,000 in fake money from folks. So basically, a Briton was accused of carrying out the SIM swapping attacks to compromise high-profile Twitter users' accounts. Basically, he was targeting these folks, and this is what happens with SIM swapping, right? So, if you're a big champion of cryptocurrency and you're on Twitter talking about how much you think it's a great idea, the bad guys say,
that guy's a mark.
Yeah. So, This social networking that's out there really is causing these types of issues. You get the social networking of Twitter and Facebook and all that, where people are asking you, hey, if you're, they try to figure out what your birth date is, what your favorite color is, what your first car was, what your first concert was. Guess what those are? Security questions, guys.
Yeah.
Those are all security questions. It's not, why would you participate in these Facebook responses telling people what your first concert was? Why is that a thing that gets you excited to do? I mean, get back to taking a picture of your food. Don't be telling people what your this stuff is. Why? And why? Because these ding dongs ask the question, what's the value in having it listed, 1,000 people saying what their favorite concert was? Now the guy knows who's keeping track of this, by the way, in the third world, who's got nothing else to do. He doesn't have to be in the third world. He can be anywhere. And saying, Dennis's first concert was Rush. Oh, neat. That's maybe his first security question, right? Or maybe his favorite color is blue. I don't know. Why would you put this stuff on the social networks? Because these guys are going to use it against you. Not to mention LinkedIn, guys. LinkedIn is a professional social network, and you put all your information out there for who your main marks are. Who's writing checks? Who's cutting invoices? Oh, your controller. Oh, who's that? Oh, I see, it's Betty. maybe I should reach out to Betty as a bad guy and start working her to try to figure out how I can get information for invoice theft, which is another big issue that's out there. Invoice theft.
Oh, yes.
People are literally having their invoices that they're sending to their customers intercepted and then mocked up and changed so that the bad guys get paid rather than you, the person who sent the invoice to your customer. Right? Invoice theft is a very big problem. We had stories years ago about Google and Facebook, some of them being Google and Facebook, these high-tech companies being scammed over $22 million plus dollars in invoice theft.
Wow.
And we're seeing it. I've seen it just recently across two. One was a prospect that I was meeting and another was a customer. One of them lost $34,000 because they wrote a check to pay for something, or actually wired money to pay for something that the bad guys intercepted the invoice from their vendor and said, pay it over here. And this prospect said, am I responsible? You know, is it my fault? Am I responsible to pay that bill? I'm like, oh, yeah, you are. You paid somebody else for an invoice.
Uh-huh.
And the question is, where were they? How did the bad guys get in between the invoice and the customer, right? And you start looking at all these highly technical things. Oh, their email must be hacked. Or no, they could just ask for it. You know,
right.
Hey, can you send me an invoice?
They just know the right person to ask.
Right.
That's so, really what it comes down to a lot of the time.
It's a lot easier to do social engineering than to hack. Like we joke about asking you your password. I do that to keep you on your toes about that. I know it sounds funny, but that is all they're doing. All these bad guys are doing is just asking you to give them the information and you give it to them. And you give it to them on your Facebook pages. You give it to them on your Twitter feeds. You give it to them wherever you let these guys know what you're about. And this guy, this 22-year-old, $784,000 in SIM swap.
Wow.
And he was just attacking the main guys who had dealt with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
I mean, what are these things even? I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah. You can't buy a cup of coffee with them. So we'll put a link out here for that story, but it's ridiculous. We're going to take a quick break. I know we've got calls coming in. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And a little bit more on that SIM swapping heist, as they call it. The idea here is that when you have a two-factor authentication to your cellular phone, what the bad guy's doing is swapping that number or taking that number from you so that when he already gets your account information to get the confirmation, that second factor that we keep telling you to turn on, two-factor authentication, it goes not to the owner of the crypto wallet's phone. That number has been removed and goes to the bad guy's phone. He authenticates, right. And now he's in and takes all your money out of your – all your fake money out of your fake wallet, and he walks away with it.
Right.
So you shouldn't – my point is you shouldn't be using your cell number as your second factor of authentication. Google Authenticator, you can use a Yubico key, use something like Duo, something more real, because the phone company has a hard enough time billing your cell phone correctly. They're not in the security business. You can easily call up and act like you're somebody else. Hey, I want to port my number, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, so be careful.
It can be a dangerous business.
So we're going, I think, Charlie and Rocky Hill first. What's up, Charlie?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good.
What can we do for you?
I have a quick question. Mm. My desktop finally died.
Yep.
And we'll have a funeral later in the week.
Nice.
But I'm going to have to purchase another computer. What would I be better off purchasing, a desktop or a laptop?
I would tell you, if you're not going to be mobile with it, and I mean taking it around places, get the desktop. It'll give you a lot longer service than if you bang around a laptop.
Yeah, in general, you'll get more for your money with the desktop.
Okay. And is there any particular brand that you would recommend and any particular Windows at this time?
Yeah, so we'll start first with the specs before we talk about brand. You would want to look at an i5 or i7 processor, ninth gen or newer. All right, there's a lot of generations of these CPUs, so ninth gen or newer, 16 gigs of RAM minimum these days, and a half a terabyte or 500 gig solid state hard drive. That would be a good system.
Yes.
And it'll run Windows 11. What version of it will depend on what is loaded by the factory, because it'll update. Windows 10. But it probably will come out Windows 11 now because it's the latest.
I would say that if the computer is offered with Windows 11, take it with Windows 11 and don't try to roll it back or any of that other stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay.
And then, Brand, I mean, we like HP. That's a good option for you. So take a look at the HP brand. But there's plenty of other brands out there. The key for you will be help and support. You know, wherever you buy your computer, will you get support from it? And some of the staples have good support desks, so depends on who they've got there behind them. So take a look at those, and good luck.
Okay, is Windows 11 close to any of the other Windows, or is it going to be a whole new learning process for me?
It's basically a graphically different version of Windows 10. In other words, the way the graphics look and the way the windows are put on the screen is a little different, but the guts of it, it's Windows 10.
Yeah. What were you coming from? What did you have, Charlie?
Windows 7.
Yeah, so it'll be a big difference for you.
You'll notice a huge difference.
Okay.
Embrace the change.
But yeah, embrace it. Because Windows 10, well, Windows 11, either one, they're fairly stable at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And if the computer's made for it, then go for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
Yeah. Good luck, Charlie.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. So, and you should spend about a grand or so, a little more than a grand. You'll get a good machine. Let's go on to the next caller here. We're going to go to Andrew in Glastonbury next. What's happening, Andrew?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a simple question. When you're on YouTube watching a video, like one of those how-to videos, and then you get an offer to go on another site for more information or to take a survey, is it possible to get a virus or get hacked by going to a different website?
So you have to be careful. Any link to something else could be malicious, right? Even the YouTubers, some of those ad systems could also be impacted by viruses and malware as well. So the general answer I'll give you is yes, always. Is there a possibility? Now, if you have good prevention in place, you'll have less chance of being impacted. So if you have OpenDNS running, right?
Which I do.
Then if that's a malicious link, you probably would be okay. It wouldn't let you go to the malicious link.
Uh-huh.
So there,
DNS would protect me more or less?
It'll protect you more or less because you can trust that site is legit. And then you want a good antivirus running. WebRoot is a good antivirus for workstations for home. If you have those two minimum things, you'll be generally in good shape. Nothing's 100%.
No.
But you should always assume anything coming up on your screen is potentially malicious these days.
Even from YouTube,
yes.
Any link they put in there, right? They can put a link in the comments saying you could have a great video there, and then they've got a link in the comments that sends you to a malicious site. Why would you think YouTube wouldn't? They don't know what's going on their site.
The YouTube site would have no control over that. They don't know what's there.
It's Google, right, Andrew? Google is the same problem. You Google something, They'll let you go to the malicious site. They don't do a very good job of protecting you as they should. But they got rid of their motto of do no evil. That's gone now. So, yeah, YouTube is owned by Google.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Andrew.
All right.
Yeah, so you should always be on guard these days. I know it sounds awful that you have to be.
Well, the first step is to have OpenDNS running,
mm-hmm.
and he did that. So that helps a lot right there.
And then antivirus, of course.
Yeah.
If you don't have those two things running to protect your systems, you may as well just, you're on the internet naked, and you're just ready to be sent down a real bad path without those type of things in place. And they're easy to configure. OpenDNS is not a software. It is an IP scheme, really, where you're actually going, think of it as the busway, right? Think of it as the busway. So you can imagine if you could use the busway, I mean, as for a car, right? If you could get off the highways, which are pretty much smash up derbies these days, and you could go ahead and hop on the busway. It'd be a safer way to drive up and down, right, the highway, because it's a segregated off the network, considering the highways are the network way to go. That's what OpenDNS is. It's basically a safer internet. It's going to have a more vetted source of sites. So if it's a malicious site, they're already going to put it in their system saying, nope, you can't go there. We don't recommend that. You should go there. Also, you can configure it for categories. If you don't want your kids to go to sites you wouldn't be proud of, you can block those types of sites. You can block types of sites. You can block categories of sites. And that's just by adding a little tool to your computer where you log in as the for a free service and say, hey, I want to filter these things. So you can do a lot to protect your computers and your network. We're going to be here for another half an hour. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So we've got one line open. So feel free to get online over here during the news break, and we'll do our best to get back to your call. So MJ, Joe, and then the mystery caller on line one that I don't know thanks to our call screening issue. Hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to MJ in New Haven first. What's happening, MJ?
Hi.
Hi.
Hopefully you can hear me.
Yes.
I've kind of a flaky connection.
Yep.
I have a what-if kind of question as it involves an internet service providers.
Sure.
I currently have bundled services from Comcast, voice, data, and cable.
Yeah.
And that's because I caved into my wife. But
she's not listening.
And
right?
You say this over the radio.
No, she doesn't listen. I'm the resident nerd in the house.
All right.
In any event, I have caught wind of the fact that NetSpeed might be coming available in my area.
Lucky.
So here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it's my perceived problem. I have a router that services both the data and the voice portion of the services from Comcast.
Right, it came from them.
And if I want to go with another internet service provider, how do I disengage the data part from that router so I can use another ISP?
So you're going to dump the whole shooting match with that cable provider. You're not going to. It's an all or nothing here, MJ, and you're going to love it. And you're going to save so much money that you'll be able to take your wife out for dinner once a month on the savings. Okay. So that's why she's going to be all in on this. So you're going to get your own router, and Go NetSpeed is going to provide the fiber modem to you, right, as part of their service. And then you're going to go and get a streaming internet service from YouTube TV or from Hulu or from Sling, whatever of the streaming services you're interested in. Now you've got all your TV is back, live TV, local TV is all back. And then if you really need a phone number, you're going to port that phone number over to a product called Ooma.
And further advertisement.
Yeah, it's $5 mm-hmm. bucks a month to do an Ooma number. Or just do the final step and get rid of your local phone number. You have cell phones, I suspect.
I have a cell phone, but we have, like, you know, the landline number is kind of like associated with our identity going back years.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to tell a bunch of people I got a different phone number.
Okay, well, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
and get rid of that.
When you're married to
yes.
my wife, is
I understand. I understand. You're in big trouble, but
again,
I understand
things going out over the air.
I'll guarantee you, she's not listening to this.
All right, that's cool. We do have
she might be the one exception.
Right, right. We do have a good demographic of folks that are listening. But I hear you. So you can new Ooma. And so you pay your $5 and now your landline's back.
Yeah.
And you would get rid of the luxury car payment you're paying for your bundle by cutting over to these other services. And you can choose what you really need. I mean, YouTube TV is not as cheap as it should be.
Right.
But there are other services that are. Like, you could do Sling and other methods of streaming. And you know, cut the cable. And you're going to get a great internet service that's going to stay the same price for the life of the service. No data caps. And it's fiber. It's synchronous up and down. You don't need to go and spend the most money. You could start with just $150 no matter what your wife says. Tell her the $150 is what you want to start with, and you'll be fine.
Right.
If you want to pay, get more, go ahead. They're a great company either way. But that's what you're going to do. And
I have to get rid of everything from Comcast and individualize the other services.
That's the way to do it, yes. The idea of a bundle is to make you pay for a bunch of stuff you're not going to use. That's why they bundle it together.
Okay. So if I end up in divorce court, I'm going to make
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you might have earned that some of that yourself.
Okay.
All right. With all the savings, you're going to take her out to dinner every month. There's no way you're going to get divorced over that.
No.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Because some of the costs of cable bundling is, you know, I've seen $300 bills. I mean, what are you spending all that money
no
for?
No way.
Yeah, I was just at a client site where the cable company was going to give them phone lines for $60 a line.
60?
Yeah, or they wanted to rent phones to them for $25 a phone forever. And when you look at the cost of that type of approach, and you understand it's the cable company, your prices aren't going to go down.
No.
You know, it's crazy when you have a company like GoNetsby coming in saying, well, you can have this high-speed internet fiber service guaranteed for life, no data caps. Your price is guaranteed for life. So even if you move within their network, they say they will keep that price for life. Come on. Why aren't you doing it? I wish I could do it. I have underground cabling. They're going for the low-hanging fruit first. Mm. I would love to have GoNetsby in my neighborhood, but they're not going to fight that fight yet. They're only fighting with the polls for now. All right, let's go to Jane in Bristol on line one here. What's going on, Jane?
Hi. No, it's actually Jan, J-A-N. You can drop the E.
Oh, very good, Jan.
First of all, thanks, you guys, for what you do. Your show is absolutely fantastic, and I learned an incredible amount of stuff.
Great, thanks.
I have started to get emails to a Yahoo.com account that I don't have. So they come into my inbox. My inbox is not configured. I'm sitting here on my iPad right now just looking at an email, and it's a spam email, obviously. But it's coming to an email address at Yahoo.com. I do not have a Yahoo.com account. If I tap on it to look at, you know,
the header
details and the, you know, it does say, you know, Jay Gerko at Yahoo.com. It's not my email address. I don't have a Yahoo account.
Right. So that's just it's just the name. They are sending it to your mailbox, making it look like it's a Yahoo one.
I tapped on the thing to, you know how somebody's name comes in and you tap on it to see what the email address is behind mm-hmm. the scenes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that. Mm-hmm. And it's the Yahoo.com.
Right.
So there's no email address for me to find in here.
Do you want to show her how to open that mail and look at the header information in more detail?
Yeah, this is on an iPad, you said?
Yeah.
Hmm. That might be harder.
Mm. You want me to go to my computer?
Well, is it happening on your computer too?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it might be. Because they're actually sending it to your mailbox. What are you actually at? Don't give me your full email, but where are you actually at?
Well, I have two email addresses. I have a Mac.com and I have a Gmail.
Okay. So they are not sending it to even though it says Yahoo. They're sending it to your other two accounts.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I know how to. All right, let me just.
Before you go too crazy, you could just right click and block it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those that wants to know who's really sending it and why is it coming in and all that stuff.
It's a phishing scheme.
You know, it may not even be a person. It may be some bot on the internet somewhere.
It's a phishing scheme, making it look like it's you sending it to you. And then it could be meant to have you actually click on things to try to figure it out. It could be one of those things literally where you're kind of taking the bait. I would tell you to just ignore it. Trying to figure out who's phishing you is kind of useless. But they are sending it to one of your two accounts, the actual Mac account or the Gmail account, making it look like it's going to a Yahoo account as you.
But when I expand the header thing.
I know what you're saying.
It still says the Yahoo.com address.
Correct. It doesn't matter that address doesn't exist.
They're sending it to your actual mailbox. So think of it right now. If I sent a letter to you. I could put your return address on the letter to you, right?
Yeah.
I could write that on the envelope. The mail is still going to get it to you. The way mail works is you have to be credentialed, so you have to log into the mailbox. So you don't have a Yahoo account. You know that's not your account, so they're sending it to your actual account. That I can promise you. One of the two of them. and trying to make it look like you. They could be sending it to all sorts of people like you, and you happen to be the one that is also the victim of it, just to say, hey, it's Jan from Yahoo, and here's what I want you to do. Just right-click and block it. Go into your spam settings and block it. There's not really a whole lot you can do to stop it other than saying it's
so
spam.
So there's no way I can find out what the address is that it's really being sent to, whether it's my Mac account or my Gmail account. I can't find out which.
Well, you should be able to. Go into your Gmail account separately. So go into your browser and see if it's in your Gmail. Right? Go to your Gmail account.
Okay.
And see if it's there.
Right, yeah, I can do that. Okay. Yeah.
Right, because right now you have a combined mail system where you've got it going, both accounts going to one. So just log in as a browser.
Actually, I can do it right here on my, actually I have three accounts. I have a Comcast, I have the Mac, and I have, all right, so it's coming into the Gmail one then apparently.
There you go. Okay. Right, and then right click and block it.
No, wait a minute.
All right.
No, it's not.
It's coming into one of them.
Three accounts right in my, it's not in any of them.
Then how do you see it?
It's in the all inboxes.
Then all inboxes is
the
three of them combined.
Right, but I have the ability to go over on the left hand side. I'm in the mail, account on my Mac laptop, and I can open the arrow, and I can look at the Comcast, the iCloud, or the Google separately.
Yeah, trust us, it's coming to one of them. We promise you it is.
But it's not here. That's bizarre.
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, good.
I do. I promise I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So in one of those three accounts.
Not in any one of them.
Okay. Well, we think it is. Mm. You're going to have to find which account it's coming into, right-click and block it, call it spam. But don't kill yourself trying to figure out who sent it to you. You got better things to do. And even if you did find it out, you're not going to respond to yourself as respond to the bad guys and say, stop sending it to me.
I mean, the people that are running the bot that are probably sending it out, maybe in Russia. I mean, what are they going to do? What, how are you going to get to them?
And you don't want to talk to them anyways.
You don't.
I just wanted to know which email it's coming to.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do is know
look at each one individually.
Really
each one individually, like Dennis said, is the way you should try to do it. And then figure out where it's coming.
Okay. One other thing, I did beat Comcast at their own game. Can I share?
If it's quick, sure.
Yeah, real quick. The Comcast bill was getting absolutely outrageous, ridiculous. And so I canceled Comcast and I opened up a brand new account, same address, but called it The Office.
There you go.
As opposed to, and so I have internet, high speed internet for $39.99 a month.
There you go.
For the next year or two, which I was going to go with GoNetSpeed because they're now in Bristol.
Yes.
But actually, I'm $10 to the good every month until this Comcast thing runs out.
And you work them, Jane.
Take advantage of the promo.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Right. Good luck.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
She beat him at their own game.
Nice.
All right. Should I keep going, Justin? I can't hear you. You have to use the microphone. All right. We're training a new board op here, so he's got to learn how to use the microphone. We're going to take a break, he says. So we take a quick break. Joe, a couple Joes and a John. Hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab and the final stretch here, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. I told you the lines are all jammed up. 9 o'clock hour is a lot more open. 10 o'clock hour gets a little jammed up. So let's get right to your calls here. We're going to go to Joe in Colchester first. Hey, Joe.
Hi, it's Phil in Colchester.
It's all right. We got Justin's learning over there. Names are tough. Go ahead, Phil.
Just a real quick question. I bought a Acer Chromebook for my sister for Christmas.
Yeah.
To play with her emails and. I've got a laptop, an HP laptop. I leave it plugged in all the time because I just use it on a desk and it never goes anywhere. And my nephew set up the Chromebook for my sister and told her, don't leave it plugged in. What's your advice on that?
Leave it plugged in. It will be okay. The advice that was given not to do that was good maybe 15 to 20 years ago. but not anymore. The battery, the power pack itself, and the computer all have power management in them. They talk to each other. The battery knows when it's heating up, and it knows enough to tell everything else to step down. It knows its own chemical state. It'll be fine. It will be fine. People are going to tell you different. I'm telling you, you're going to be fine.
Okay, thanks. Love your show, and thanks for the help.
All right, thank you, Phil. All right. He's not Joe, he's Phil. Let's go to an actual Joe in Torrington. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great, thank you. Finally calling in for a problem.
Hey, all right. All right. We knew you'd have one someday.
Someday, this is it. It's a curious problem. Sometimes my laptop, it's an HP, it's about 5 to 6 years old, 8 gigs of RAM. It will apparently freeze while it's doing items. Mm. And when I finally got the task manager open and you look at the usage columns up there, there'll be times where the disk column is at 100%.
Uh-huh.
And then I started to do a little looking around, and I guess that's not normal or really great to have happen.
Right.
And I didn't know if there were some things I could do to try to improve that.
Well, in Task Manager, what task is running
at the top
of the list of what's drawing disk time?
Right now?
No, only right when it occurs.
When it's pegged at 100%, that's a question you have to ask. Take a look at that. If it's something like antivirus, it may be because it's updating or it's in the process of doing a scan of one or more files. And the best thing to do is to let it go. And if it keeps going for too long, uninstall the antivirus, restart the computer, reinstall the antivirus, and then see if that causes it to settle down. There are other things that can happen that cause that, but that's the one that I can describe the solution to very quickly.
And you see it the most.
And I see it a lot. Yeah, I see it a lot.
A lot of times that it's the anti-malware service executable.
Oh, that is Windows' own built-in Defender.
Windows Defender. And right. Your system is 6 years old, and it may be getting tough on it.
With that, you obviously can't really uninstall it. You can disable it, but it won't remain disabled forever.
And you can, I think, configure it to maybe not scan during your day, and you can set it so that it scans off hours, and that might stop the interfering with it. But as your machine
sometimes
gets
sometimes that's the one that'll trigger it. But other times it'll just pop up to 100% with, and I don't always sort it to see what's at the top.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, the other day I deleted out the recycle bin with a couple billion.
That's okay.
A whole bunch of files, and that seemed to have helped it, you know, because in the morning when you try to start things up, that's when it would really be slow.
Then what Windows is doing is it's doing a little housekeeping with that recycle bin.
Mm.
It's taking a look at saying, gee, I got a lot of old stuff here. I'm going to cast these things off. But it's checking the file dates to make sure that it's purging the oldest stuff first.
Right.
And, that can eat up a little bit of disk time, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a normal built-in function of Windows. Mm-hmm. And it ideally should back down once an interactive program, like something you've opened, is running.
Takes over. It'll happen.
Yeah, and if the problem is if the disk is a little bit older, and there might be some problems with, I assume it's a magnetic disk if it's 5 to 6 years old.
Right.
Spinny disk.
Okay, spinny disk, yeah.
then
the disk itself, the drive may be getting a little bit aged, for lack of a better word.
You can defrag it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was wondering, you know, like I didn't know if I should do a check disk
function. No, I wouldn't do that. I would do a defrag.
Yeah.
Defrag?
Yeah. Do you have a backup?
Okay. I made one last week.
Good.
And
I have an external hard drive, so I plugged it in, and
good.
I did do a full backup of the system, everything that was on there.
Awesome.
So that was one of the items I was wondering if I should do, because I don't believe I've ever done the defrag.
All right, yeah, do the defrag, and that'll speed it up, Joe. We're running out of time.
Okay, I'll let you go. I appreciate your help, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. I want to thank Justin for being trained. He's getting thank you, Matt, for doing it. And so everything has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Dr. Leslie's in next with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.